What's up, everybody? We're here with Butch Cassidy. What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. What's up with y'all?
Not much. So, it's been a little bit since you've been on WCNN as an interviewee, so let the people know what you've been up to.
Right now, man, I've just been totally up to just doing this record. That's my main focus, is just bringing good music to the people. That's it.
All right. We're real excited to hear the album. So you recently changed the title from Player Life to Gangsta Love. What made you decide to change it up?
Well, when you think of Player Life, you just think of, you know, I want to just be on some fly player shit all the way through the record, just talking about playing, pimping, and all that all love. But I had street records, and I had, you know, records for the women, so I had to switch it up and call it Gangsta Love, because I didn't want my gangster songs to come on and then right after that it fall into a woman song, you know what I'm saying? So I had to switch the title up to Gangsta Love. It just made more sense to me.
Okay, cool. So you just dropped the first single from the album, All I See, with Snoop, and Day One produced that track, and everyone's loving that. Tell us about your experience recording that in the studio.
Man, when I recorded it, you know, see what they did wrong, you know, see, that's not me on the hook. See, nobody knows that. That's my buddy on the hook.
That's not you?
No, that's not me. I'm singing in the background with him, but he wrote the hook. His name is Uncle Isaac. They never put his name out on the streets. We got to fix that. But, you know, it's Butch Cassidy featuring Snoop Dogg, Uncle Isaac, and produced by Day One. But when I first recorded the record, we just did it by ourselves, and then later on, once I heard it, I was like, yeah, we gotta get Snoop on it, you know, it's just gonna bring it out a little more. So called up Snoop and I took it over to the studio with him, and he laid his part down and the song came together, and thank God it's a masterpiece. Well, I'm glad that people like it, you know.
Yeah, people have been going crazy over it, and it's been getting a lot of play on Power 106, too. So are you hoping this one's going to go, like, national?
Oh, yeah, that's what we really hoping. So, you know, we're just starting to move towards other radio stations and stuff, but we always kick off the Power. That's my home station. So we're going to start moving towards other stations. I got a couple more little things going on tomorrow. So we're going to try to make it hit everybody this time.
Awesome. So, are you pretty much done recording the Gangsta Love album?
Pretty much, but until I release it, you know, if I hear another track that's just ridiculously fire, then, you know, I'll do something to it and, you know, put it down. But, you know, I haven't picked the full lineup. You know, I got like 20 songs to pick from, so I'm going to just pick like the hottest 12 and then just deliver them. So,
okay.
You know, if I come up with something new, I lay it, and then I just go through all the 20-some songs I got and then pick the hottest 12 and go and let the people hear.
Nice. So as this being like your first solo album, is there a different way that you go into the studio and approach like doing songs for your own record as opposed to like going on someone else's record?
Well, I approach it real different when I'm doing it for myself, you know what I mean? I'm not like I don't, you know, bring the heat when I'm doing it for some other people, but when it's for myself, you know, I go real hard. You know, I gotta go in and light a couple of incense and make the room dark and throw on a pair of khakis and a white t-shirt and go on and then do my thing. Yeah, and you gotta have the Romeos on, you know what I'm saying? So we go in there and get real G'd up and kick out that fire. I think a lot of people's going to be really impressed with this record because I did some good stuff on it. Since it's my first record, I brought the heat.
Nice. Who else can we expect as far as production on that?
I pretty much did a lot of new cats because I wanted some new sound. I've been working real tough with the New West, as they call it. So I had Day One, of course, and then I got this guy who produced Swagger name, Jedi Jared. And I got one from Warren Gamble. I got one I think the Mizzou Warren G put one together. And Jay Wells put a real hot one together. And we got some horn players by Terrence. He came and gave me some fire, so I've been just, you know, just really focusing on the new talent and trying to bring that to the scene, you know, to get that new sound. These guys, that's just real hungry. See, most of these producers, you know, they'll just throw you a beat that they've had in their repertoire for about 10 years, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But these new cats, they got something to prove, so I just did it like that.
Cool. What do you hope that everyone gets out of this album when it's released?
Just to know that I'm the greatest. That's what I'm hoping they get. You know, they just really dig the music and just say, man, we always knew Butch was real, real hot, but we think he's number one. And he's starting to, you know, he's about to take over the West Coast scene. That's my dream, and I hope that's what they say.
Nice. Okay, so when can we expect the album to drop? Do you have a release date yet?
We don't got a release date right now, but I know I'm shooting for probably early May, possibly early June. So right as summer starts, that's what I'm thinking about.
Cool. What's your label situation looking like right now?
I was going to do it with Fontana Universal. That option is always open to go to the independent scene. But right now, we're thinking, you know, we don't want to throw no names out there right now, man, because we got a little stuff in the works. We don't want the haters to show up all of a sudden. So we just going to keep it kind of quiet right now.
All right.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. Let's see. You were just on a Prime Street album, The Transformation. You were on three records on there. So what do you think of Prime? What's going on with that?
Prime is my dude. You know, he's from Long Beach, too. And, you know, we working real tough together, man. We're going to be working on his project, you know, real tough, like right after I put mine's out. But that dude's just real hot. The flow that he spits, he could be one of the next guys, one of the next hottest rappers coming out of Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So be looking for Prime because his stuff is real hot. We did a song on there called Girl, Here We Are, something like that.
Yeah.
I forgot because they changed the title a couple of times. But Prime is real dope, and we and him been working together a lot, so then just look for some fire from me and Prime. We got some surprises for y'all.
All right. Are you on any other upcoming records? I know we heard you on the Glasses Malone Street Shit record, or I guess that was Mac 10, my bad. Are you going to be on any other records, on other people's albums, like a guest appearance?
I haven't did any guest appearances in a while, man. But the stuff I did, all the people that I've been messing with lately, I've been just trying to pull them in for my records, like when I did the stuff with Snoop. That was for my record, and I got another one with Glasses. That's from my record, and I'm doing some stuff with Bishop real soon. And I'm supposed to do one with Dove C, so I got some surprises for
him. Is there anything else you want to say to all the fans and everyone out watching on Dove CNN?
Well, I just, you know, get on my level and keep God first, and the rest will come in, you know, all together, you know. You know, thanks for the support, and Dove C, man's been always so gracious to me. You know, so I like y'all, you know, putting up all my stuff and supporting me, man. I much love to y'all for that. And all the fans, just keep riding with BC, and I'm going to throw y'all on my back and take you to the top.